And good morning. Welcome to the Latin Alt HD3. My name is Byron Gonzalez, and this is Por La Mañana con Sabor. And I'm very honored to say that we have a special guest in studio today. Her band name is Sister. Welcome, Sister.
Hello.
Thanks for showing up today. I actually was trying to get you in studio before you left to Mexico, but now we got you on the way back, so I'm happy to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, you guys. And we had a little bit of traffic on the way up here. So thank you so much for still coming down and getting us after getting lost all around campus.
I know it's a big campus here at CSUN. It's very huge. But you're coming all the way from San Diego, from Mexico to San Diego to here?
Yes, today? We and my sound engineer moved over to Mexico City. And it's like kind of like a halftime gig over there and then halftime over here in California. So it's a Cali Chilanga way of living.
Nice. Well, I see that you're like hustling out there. You're doing a lot of shows. You've been doing these shows out in the park out there with other bands, which is really cool. Can you give me more information about that and how that's going?
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. I mean, living in a completely different city that you've never lived before is hard. And, you know, let alone trying to get your career, you know, to get going in a new city is even harder. So, but just the people alone make up for all of that.
Yeah.
So for it being hard and the food.
Pero y el lenguaje allá, que estás bien atunada el español.
No
Entonces sí, estás como si fuera nada, ¿verdad?
Sí, me dicen que se me pega lo fresa, así como que, o sea, no, allá por condesa.
¿Te llaman chica fresca allá?
Sí, la chica fresa. No, fresa. Pero, like, everybody says that, like, ya se me está pegando lo chilango. So.
Oh, pues qué bueno, porque si no, todos solo te llaman americana allá, ¿verdad?
Ajá, no, y luego cuando llegué allá, completamente están así como que, tú no eres de aquí. Y así como que seguro hablaba bien norteña. Nada como Oliver. Oliver is the ultimate norteño. My drummer here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, go ahead and introduce your whole band right now.
Of course. These are the OGs. I call them the OGs because they are the musicians that play with me here in California. Since I'm from California,
then they are
the OGs. On bass, we have Raul Nunez, who is like the most amazing bass player you'll ever hear. Sorry, bass players. And also we have Oliver, who's the norteño of all norteños and the drummers of all drummers.
And so you moved out there to promote your newest EP and just yourself. Your newest EP is self-titled, Sister.
Yes, Sister with three S's, S-I-S-S-T-E-R.
Yeah, yeah. You got to make sure you got it. It's like a little snake in there in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Sister.
Yeah. And I went to your album release party, which was really great. You're a great performer, and I can't wait to start hearing music from here, from you right now. What's your first song right now?
My first song right now, we're going to, actually, this is going to be the next single, so you guys are in for a treat from the next EP that's coming out.
Oh, so this is unreleased.
It's going to be a complete album. It's not just going to be 5 songs. It's going to be 9 songs this time.
Oh, great. So, double it up.
I'm really excited. This isn't an oldie but a goodie that didn't make it to the first one. So this is Arriba y Abajo.
Okay, you are listening to the Latin Alt. We got Sister here with Arriba y Abajo.
Es la historia de un chico loco que un día soñó. Dijo, voy a ser alguien y no me importa si alguien me dice no. Arriba, abajo, derecho, revés.
Fantastic. So groovy. I like it. It got me dancing. Now, where did that song come from? How'd you write that song?
This song is a song that my dad inspired. As de cuenta que mi papá was a little cholo when he was growing up. And when he was like, oh, I don't want to be a cholo anymore. It's like when they say, like, you can take the cholo out of the barrio, but you can't take the barrio out of the cholo.
Right. So it got stuck to him.
It got stuck to him. So, like, while we were growing up, we were still listening to, like, a lot of, like, I feel like it's, like, the type of music that the cholitos used to, like, listen back in the day.
Right, and their lowriders like, and all that. Yeah.
Dun, dun. And then, like, that's what came to me when I was writing this song, and it's about him. It's about how he has persevered throughout all the years, like, you know, like going after his dreams. So it's for him.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
And, so where did your musical influence start from? Like how early did you start, doing music?
Yeah. So, referencing my dad again, My dad's dad, my grandfather, he was a musician, and he really wasn't around in my dad's life. So finally, when he was older, he tried to kind of like rekindle the relationship and, you know, hey, like, let's do it through music. And he started learning trumpet.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
He came home with a trumpet one day. And like when I was little, like he was like my hero. I was like, oh. I want to play trumpet too, you know. I was five, so yeah. At the time he was like, no.
Oh,
and he
really?
Was like, I have a my sister that's 2 years older than me, and she was like, Erica, play guitar, play trumpet, play this, play that, and she was like, and I was like in the background, you know, like the
They're
annoying,
like, pick me,
yeah, pick me, you know, like. So a year went by, and I was still like, I guess, annoying and like asking him if I could learn how to play the trumpet, and he bought me a trumpet, and the rest is history.
Nice.
That's the first instrument that I learned how to play.
Do you
six.
Still know it? Do you still know how to
yeah,
play? You can still
a
pick it up.
Bit. Okay. I'm super rusty. Super rusty. But yeah, I still know how to play it. It was my first love. And then when I turned 9, there was a competition, a singing competition at school. And all my friends were being part of it. And I was like, okay, I'll do it too. And when we did like the audition or whatever, my teacher was like, oh my God, you can actually sing. And he followed me to the car and wanted to make sure that my mom knew that I could sing. So
that's
after
great.
That, they were like, let's go and do competitions and festivals and la la la. So, yeah.
And then you got into the role of competitions. Did you win any?
Yeah. It's so funny because I'm writing a song right now about how beautiful life was in that like little
moment.
Chapter in my life, because I went into a competition that was like really cool. I won a Nintendo 64. I'm probably aging
so
myself
cool.
right now and telling you guys how old I am. By like telling you guys about the Nintendo 64.
That's so funny. I remember getting my Nintendo 64.
Right?
I was so happy. Yeah.
See, we're on the same level.
Man. Yeah.
And I won a bicycle too, and a whole bunch of like vouchers for like.
But no cash
groceries.
Prizes. No cash prizes. Wow. Okay, that's kind of like a cash prize. It's kind of like EBT in a
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Almost.
Yeah. That's funny.
But it was fun. It was super fun.
And then today you're playing keyboard, but you usually are on guitar or?
Yeah, I'm on both.
Yeah,
because
I've seen you playing a lot of guitar in those at the Mexican park.
Right. Yeah. When we do the acoustic sets, me aviento la guitarra acústica. My heart sank right now because it's over there with a friend and I'm like, she's not with me. She's
oh,
not
no.
close by. She's like my baby because my acoustic guitar, I'm talking about a guitar, not an actual person.
She's not a mother.
Yeah. My guitar, my Aurora, she's with a friend right now because it was just too expensive to bring her back because we're going to go back in October. So right now it's just like, I guess it's the feeling of a mother, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, I hope it's okay.
Yeah, I know. It better be okay. I'll kill him if he doesn't take care of her.
So what's this next song you got in store for us?
This next song is actually in English. I'm a bilingual, you know, like pocha, you know, being so close to the border. And it's about going after your dreams, no matter how big they are. So to all the dreamers out there, for all the students, you know, that are here listening and going after you know, their careers and all of that. You know, don't give up. I know sometimes that teacher is SOB.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough teacher.
Yeah, it's a tough, tough teacher. Lessons. And you're like, I hate this. I don't want to do this anymore, but just keep going.
Cool. What's the song called?
Bigger Than the Dream.
All right, you're listening to the Latin Alt HD3 in studio with Sister. You're listening to the Latin Alt HD3 in studio here with Sister. What a lovely song. I really love that song. It's so inspiring.
Thank you guys. Well, it really, you know, came from a place where, like, you know, someone I love dearly was feeling crappy. Uh-huh. I got to watch my language here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's a little bit. That's FCC. Okay. That's okay.
You know, I feel like there needed to be a lot more awareness about mental illness, like depression and suicide and all of that. And I feel like I think we're headed the right direction. I feel like there's a lot more than there used to be. And this person was depressed, and it just hurt me so much, you know, like
of
I'm getting
course.
Emotional just thinking
yeah.
about it, to see him like this. But I just grabbed my guitar, grabbed my music, and I tried to tell him that it was going to be okay no matter what, you know, in the best way that I could.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's where it came.
That's really cool. I mean, that's good that you're trying to put it out there for people dealing with that depression and stuff. I mean, it's more in the conversation nowadays than ever it was. You were right.
Yes, I feel like,
and
you
in
know,
entertainment and media and all that.
Definitely. I feel like it's a good thing because I feel like a lot of the people that were feeling like that would either get into drugs and or, you know, alcohol and all of that, you know, as a way of just an escape, you know, because mm-hmm. they didn't really know what was going on with them. So I feel like it's a good way to start kind of talking about these things that a lot of people are scared to talk about.
So. Yeah, it's great. And now besides from that, what other like messages are you trying to send with your music, especially with your latest EP?
Definitely. No.
Is there a mission for you?
Yes. Empowerment mm-hmm. for everyone, you know, equality for everyone. You know, I feel that a lot of us, well, at least for me, when I was growing up, I would go and listen to music whenever I was feeling, you know, not my best.
Yeah.
And started believing in myself by just listening to my favorite artists.
Yeah, it helps, right? The lyrics definitely make a difference.
My favorite place in the whole wide world is in the car, you know, alone.
Singing your heart out.
Singing my heart out. I mean, it's the best thing in the world. It's my therapy.
That's funny.
But a lot of people, you know, might not know how to deal with that. So I just feel like, you know, a lot of the people that interviewed me down in Mexico City, like, would ask me the same questions. But then finally someone asked me, like, what would be your ideal audience? And I answered the question.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll write that down.
Yeah, what would be your ideal audience? And I'd be like, I would love a room full of frustrated people and, you know, just give them such a freaking amazing show that they come out and are like, okay, like I could do this.
That's,
you know,
cool.
Like I want them to use me as, you know, a way of getting rid of their frustration.
Yeah.
Like I used so many other artists that I look up to, you know, so that's my mission with my music.
Yeah. And I think I remember you saying to someone or even on your Instagram that even your name, Sister, kind of lends its hand to that, right?
Yeah. Because I mean, when you have, like, if you don't have a sister or if you have, like, a friend that's a girl that is really close to you, like, oh, she's my sister, or, like, a prima that's like, oh, she's like my sister, you know, because she's closer to you. So I want people to know that even though nobody will, like, if they feel like nobody believes in them, I believe in them. So, like, just put on Sister and, you know, just know that you can do whatever you want.
That's fantastic. And what's this next song you got in store for us?
This next song is a love song.
You got to have a few of those.
I know, right? You got to have a love song. So this song is about how you get in a fight with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, you know, and you are like, well, I really love you, but like, don't leave me, you know? I'm not trying to sound needy or anything, but it's just like, everything's great, you know? Let's just stay here and, like, enjoy the moment. So that's why it's called Quédate Aquí.
Quédate Aquí. All right.
So this is the love song for all the people that are in love.
You're tuned in? Huh?
With the heat.
It's a love hate right there.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's cold, you want the heat. When it's hot,
know,
you want the cold.
I actually want it to go away, so don't get that Quédate Aquí heat. Go away.
For a little bit and then come back.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
All right. You're listening to the Latin All HD3 in studio with Sister.
No. gritarle al cielo cuánto te amo, mi amor, y pedirle que nunca te aleje, que te tenga cerca de mi corazón.
Listening to the Latin Alt HD3 here with Sister in studio. Thank you for playing that. Quédate aquí. It's amazing. And you said it's part of a new album, or is that one a...
That one is part of this EP.
Right.
Yeah. It's the last one that we're going to do a video for. That's where we're flying back to Mexico City to film the music video.
Nice.
I'm super excited because it's like my favorite. I don't want to say it in front of the kids, you know, but I'll say it in front of you. The kids are my songs.
Right.
But it's my favorite.
Okay. They can't hear that. So what's this new album? Are you when are you planning it to release it, and what's going to be titled?
You know, I am going to release it probably around the same time that I released this one in February. So we're starting pre-production now. And I'm super excited because there's a lot of songs. Because I feel like this one, this first EP was just happiness, you know? and that's good, but people go through bad stuff too, so I like the sad songs too. So there's gonna be some sad but kind of upbeat at the same time, kind of like, you know, songs. So
that's great.
Yeah, we're gonna put some fusion into that.
And now, do you have more stuff planned in the future for yourself?
Yes,
for the band?
I mean, we're just gonna keep going, you know, back to Mexico City, hopefully to create a following and an organic following, because I feel like you can only do so much on social media. I just want to get out there and play as much as I can and literally like be able to like talk to people at shows through my music. So
yeah, especially when you're doing those little park.
Yes. I mean, that's the coolest thing ever, because there's no microphone. It's just you and your guitar, like no production. I mean, as you can see.
Yeah, the stage is like a bunch of stairs.
Right, cool. Exactly. And not only that, but just the production behind it. I feel like, you know, I have my interface, I have my computer, the musicians, you know, like all of that. I just talked about you guys like you guys are things. I'm sorry. I was like, the computer, the keyboard, those two things right there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that. But like, it's a whole production, you know? But there's nothing like sitting down with your guitar and like having like a human connection, like the park concerts.
That's awesome. Well, if any of you out there are listening in and you're a new fan of theirs, you can check her out on Instagram at Sister Music.
Yes.
That's three S's, so S-I-S-S-T-E-R.
Yes.
And then you got a new album coming out soon next year.
Yes, I'm excited.
And new music videos. There's a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yes, I'm really excited. Just, you know, got to keep going, and it's a tough industry, so we just got to keep pushing.
And then I think we talked about a secret song coming up today.
Yes. Well, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am so ready. This song is very special to me. It's not my song. It's a song by a huge influence in my singing career. It was my first singing influence, Selena Quintanilla.
Cool.
And this is my rendition of her most popular song, Como La Flor.
All right. With this one, we'll end the session. Thank you for coming by. I give you tons of luck and best wishes for your future endeavors. And this, I'm looking forward to your next album.
Thank you so much, Byron. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you to the sound engineers, because they helped us a lot.
Yeah, thank you for coming by, sister. You can also, one more time, you can find her on Instagram at S-I-S-S-T-E-R Music.
That's right.
Thank you for coming by. This is the Latin Alt HD3 with Sister in the studio.
Thank you.
Yo sé que tienes un nuevo amor. Sin embargo, te deseo lo mejor. Si en mí tú encontraste felicidad, tal vez alguien más te la dará, como la flor.